John, but I'll stick around to Randy. If I round to you. V5RJM with the group, V5GTW.
Yeah, no worries. I haven't been active on the radio here that much in the past week or so, so just getting back into the groove here of things. So even yesterday I had the radio off part of the day there. Nice to have some quiet and that sort of thing once in a while. But yeah, enjoyed our time away there and so forth. And I guess I've got some fishing camping in. So I'm trying to catch up yet from times I've missed there when I was down and out there and I couldn't do it there. So now I get to enjoy the outdoors a little bit more. So now I got some work here to do and get back at it. And I got some yard work here yet to do, doing some rearranging of the yard and that sort of thing, organizing it a little bit better. So I got a fair amount of antennas here myself, a collection that I got to go through and
Timeout.
So a very good evening there to you there, John. Nice to hear you on here, VK1, Julia Tangle, VE5RJM. Go ahead, John.
V5RJ, I'm in the group VK1JT, yeah, Nora's there, Andy. You know, I'm working on a little project here. I've got a little AD, 4351, little RF signal source, goes from 35 meg to 4.4 gigs, and I've got a little ESP32, so that's one of the projects for tonight. I've finished off my own homebrew 9-to-1 Balun. I had a spare T200 core. And the other core that I had, the spare, I actually made a 49-to-1. I made a 49-to-1 Balun with that one, and I made a 9-to-1 just to give it a try and see how I go with some random wires with my little QRP rigs. Working on I'm doing a 6-meter modification to a QCX SSB Chinese client. Hang on. And I got into Griffith University. I'm doing a master's in autism studies, and this is on top of the existing ones that I've got, with being the forensic psychology and psych science, and also neurodiversity and trauma. So I'm starting to get a good listing there. Back to you.
Yeah, fine business, John. All right on. Sounds really good there. Yeah, you're never too old to learn. That's for sure. There's no age limit on that. We're always learning stuff. So, and that's what keeps the mind active there, that's for sure, and healthy. So, fine business on that. And, some of your little projects there, that you're working on. So that's cool. Yeah, it seems like everybody's got something going on, and it's always nice to hear what other people are doing and that sort of thing on here. So, kudos for that there, John. Anyways, over to you there, Graham, and a very good morning there to you, Debbie as well, and back to you, E5GGW, E5RJM, in the group.
Tango Bravo Foxtrot.
Tango Bravo Foxtrot acknowledged. The 5GGW is a group. Yeah, finally, Randy, I didn't actually finish off what I was saying about Nikki, but Debbie's friend, we took her back to Regina to catch the plane out of Regina to go back to the UK. And that's when I nipped round to Lyle and picked up all the radio equipment for Wayne and that. But yeah, I'll have to try and give him a shout sometime. But we've decided to stick the tower. I was going to put it where the old tower was, but I think I'm going to put it in another.
Bravo Foxtrot Mobile.
Yeah, good morning, Randy, and good morning, Graham. We have talked before and that, and good morning, John, down under there.
Yeah, good morning there, mate. It's been a pleasure to catch up with you, and hope your day is starting off well there. Back to you.
I'm just coming up to Saskatoon, and I'm getting rained on. We're just getting some moisture. Hopefully the fire ban will come off in our RM here. I got a lot of fire to burn.
Yeah, well, you have to be a little bit careful and whatnot, but well, look, where there's a will, there's a way.
Definitely needing some moisture here. It'll put a damper on the harvest here for a few days. I don't think anybody will be complaining too much.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, the mobile station. Just give us your call sign again, please, the mobile station coming into the Saskatoon at the 5GTW.
Doing a bit of stuff with the SI5351. ordered a bunch of them off AliExpress. I'm going to try and do my own software SSD, but using a much higher resolution A to D and a much a different VGA in order to generate the envelope. Back to you.
Get a bit of a circle going here, rather than chucking it backwards and forth to different people. Round to you, Randy, you pick it up, and maybe round to Tim, and then I'll pick it up after Tim. V5RTM with the group V5GGW.
I think the word that we're looking for, and we mentioned before about using our minds, is neuroplasticity, and let's just say I've got a bit of an addiction for it, and in a good way, thankfully. But no, I just love mucking around and experimenting, and it's better than doing a lot of other things and getting yourself into trouble and bits and pieces. And I've also had to not so much grow up, but mature a bit, and done that in a spectacular fashion. So a good story there. But I was going to say, the AliExpress is, for me, it's more addictive than crack cocaine, and it just really allows someone at a, you know, down at a budget level to be able to explore some of the more interesting things in the in science, electronics, and IT. Back to you.
Yeah, fine business on that. Yeah, I don't know. It probably won't affect you there too much. I don't know if it does or not, but after the long weekend here in September, they're going to be increasing tariffs here again and so forth. So I'd imagine that's going to be increasing prices again on those online purchasing retailers and even retailers locally here as well. So yeah, buy your stuff now if you can get it in under the wire there, maybe. But anyways, we got the warning this morning on the news that